Hello, fanboys and fangirls. I'm your sexy auntie and excellent reporter, Candace Hoffman, and just coming out of the shower with, my word, only a towel, is the very pumped-up Sam Natas. Sorry for the interruption, Sam, but I'm trying to get an interview for the longest time. What do you say?
Candace, I seen the way you've been looking at me. I seen the way your eyes have been going up and down this rock-hard showcase of a body. You knew I was in here, taking a shower, getting ready for my match tonight with Billy Mullet. Yeah, you picked this opportunity on purpose. I like that gumption, baby.
Last week you were defeated by Lee Rio, and after the match you shamelessly shaved the head of Homeless Bob in front of a worldwide audience. Why did you do it, Sam?
Well, the fact is, Lee Rio ain't nothing but a punk bitch. He got lucky and got the win on me, but it will never happen again. And I wanted him to have to look at Homeless Bob and see that as a reminder each and every day. You know something? I hope to make him look like that neck. Pretty boy faggot.
In a few hours, you're going to be inside the ring with Todd Knight, a man that almost broke the world champion's nose last week. I know it's silly to ask, but are you afraid of Todd Knight?
You know good and well Sam goddamn Natas fears no man. I am the hardcore beast. I am the hardcore icon. Drunken butt-fuck Billy Ray doesn't stand a chance against me tonight, and he knows it. I'm walking out of this building the TV champion, and none of the men in this tournament can do a goddamn thing about it. Fuck Billy Ray, fuck Todd Knight, and fuck Orgy Lambert. It's on tonight, fellas. Fuck you.
Some of the new wave WEWA fans booed you on the last show, Sam. Did it matter to you?
Well, those same fans are gonna get a dishing of some real hardcore beast action tonight. You know, they're gonna see some shit that they never thought they'd see a big man do. They haven't been here since the beginning, but I have. And I know more about this federation than everyone in it put together. Fuck these new fans anyway. They don't know hardcore. They weren't here back in the day. It's just a matter of time before they come around.
Tonight you have the chance to be world television champion if you should win. What does this title mean to a man who almost won the world title 2 years ago?
Well, the way I see it, 2 years ago is 2 years ago. I'm gonna start all over, but I'll be right back on top so goddamn fast that no one will even see it happen. I'm walking out with that TV title tonight. Who knows where I'll be in 2 or 3 shows.
Are you staring at my ass?
As a matter of fact, I am. That's a nice tight ass you got. You mind if I give me a handful?
Excuse me, but we're here to talk, not touch. Did you know Eddie Atwell's girlfriend Cece was really a man?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't. You know, I guess I can let the cat out of the bag and say that whenever I made those promos, they were so controversial, you know. I just paid a hooker to come in. I never, you know, really even had to have one bitch in my house. Who cares?
Ever been to a Turkish prison?
Well, you know, I've been to all kinds of prisons. But that isn't the point here. The point here is, I want to get inside your pussy prison. That looks nice.
One more question before I go. What do the letters BACW mean to the people on this roster?
BACW should stand for the place where hardcore was born. ECW made their show, but BACW made history. Sam Natas, Blood Thriller, the Mega Freak, Stevie Sinister, and all kinds of other motherfuckers. Bleeding buckets, doing crazy shit. Now that was the real federation. You'll excuse me. I've got to go prepare for this match. Could you hold this?
Holy elephantitis. I'm your sexy on-the-scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, saying, if it's not in Sam's pants, it definitely belongs on this show. Back to you, promo.
In all my life, I have never seen such a blatant disregard for the young and innocent children, not only at ringside, not only in this arena, but at home watching this iPay-per-view show. My God, Sam, cover yourself when you're being interviewed, for Christ's sake. Folks, at this time, we would like to direct your attention towards the ring where R&B legend Lavelle will be singing tonight's national anthem.
Mic over to True Greatness, Mike Morrison!
You suck!
Why don't you people shut up? You know, when they told me the rats outnumber the people here in New York, I didn't believe them. But looking around this arena, someone should call Ripley, believe it or not, fighting the world's largest rat infestation in the history of man. Well, it's apparent not even the rats have class. So before I get infected with some type of New York City, let's mouth flu. It's my pleasure to introduce to you the first man to enter the ring to the Michael Morrison True Greatness Television Title Tournament, a man who most likely is Charles Mance's mentor, Sam Natus.
Honestly, what can you say about Sam Goddamn Natus other than he's probably one of the most vile individuals you could possibly meet on the street? I mean, if you were sitting there starving to death and the guy had an entire pizza pie, he'd rather throw it in the garbage than give you a slice. I mean, we have received complaints about Sam Natus's public behavior from children, women, and I'm not talking young women, I'm talking about elderly women, saying how Natus has inappropriately solicited them. I mean, the guy is a complete nightmare. But what else can you say about Sam Natus? Well, I'll tell you. Inside that ring, forget about his public behavior, because this guy's just a plain badass. And while we're on the subject of WWE wrestlers with bad attitudes and bad public manners, let's greet his opponent.
And then his opponent from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, accompanied to the ring by his manager, the bartender, and his little friend, Bud, the drunken midget. This is Billy Ray.
So let's see, what did Ray's week comprise of? Going camping, getting drunk, shooting guns, killing things. Of course, we can't forget him commenting on this match. I don't know, folks. You have a drunken idiot against a hardcore nut. You know what? Morrison, just segue it in. I can't wait to see them beat the crap out of each other.
Good luck, gentlemen, and I need that trampoline point.
Menace charges across the ring, creating an instant mosh pit and running Billy Ray over with a slam dance maneuver. Down goes the drunken bastard. Look at the bartender immediately pounding his fists on the apron, and as wild punches cover Ray like flies on you know what, whipping his powerful hands around Billy Ray's soft throat. Sam Nana starts to choke the god only hell out of Billy Ray. Oh, look at Ray gagging on his own vomit. Desperately looking for help, Ray has a hold of his beer can he was drinking. Oh! Smash to the face of Sam Nattis, and Mr. Goddamn himself is stunned. With Nattis shaken but not stirred, Ray with a kick to the face, followed with a hard right hook, and toppling onto his side, Sam Nattis is definitely injured. Wiping the vomit from his chin, you can see Sam Nattis staggering to his feet. Nattis will not be held down by any man in WWE. Ray with a drunken clothesline sends Sam Nattis down to the canvas, and folks, can you believe it? Sam Nattis is getting back up again. No matter how hurt, no matter how injured, Sam Nattis will never stay down. Ray unleashes another keg-tipping clothesline, but this time he's not waiting for Sam to get up again. Ripping Nattis to his feet by his hair, the drunken one sends Evil One into the ropes, courtesy of a hard Irish whip. Sitting up in the center of the ring, Ray looks for a back body drop, but all he gets, oh, was a combat boot right to the face, and Nattis is furious. Look at him stomp away on Billy Ray, and the drunken bastard can do nothing but absorb the vicious punishment. Off the mat and into the nylon goes Ray, and charging hard. Oh, Nattis delivers a face-removing high knee, and folks, Billy Ray just got the feeling that he is not going to wake up in Kansas in the morning. Nattis cries out to the crowd that he's going to break Billy Ray's neck with another high knee, and sending Ray into the ropes. Here he comes, and here comes the pain. Oh, no! Spear by Billy Ray catches Sam Nattis off guard and rolling over, still not ready to go on the offensive. Billy Ray seems to have himself an injured Sam Nattis. Wait a minute, folks. Billy Ray is getting up, and on the opposite side of the ring, Sam Nattis is getting on his feet, too. Can you believe this? What's he gonna do? He's parting, though. He just swept Nattis' legs. He's got Sam by the boots. Oh, stomp to Nattis' testicular fortitude, and Nattis is writhing in pain on the canvas. Hooking the leg for the cover and the count. One, two, three, and this one's gonna continue. Out of the press and into the corner goes Nattis with the thud. And charging, oh, Ray just missed with a reckless splash. Face first into the turnbuckle and staggering backwards. Nattis in position. And unloads with a nasty clothesline. And look out, Roger Waters, the tide is turning. Nattis flips the bartender, the Italian salute, and immediately coming through the ropes. The referee has gotten between Billy Ray's manager and Sam Nattis. Behind the referee's back, Billy Ray has just brought in a steel chair, and I don't think Sam sees him. In fact, I'm positive he does. Oh, chair shot blast. Sam Nattis right in the back end, tossing the weapon of extreme back out of the ring and down onto the floor. The bartender bails, and look at the smirk on his face. Oh, come on, referee. What do you mean you didn't see it? You think it's normal to hear random chair shots during a match? Hey, if a tree fell in the woods, does it not make a sound? Ray pulls Nattis from the canvas, and Ray drives his fist right into the already tender groin of the Evil One. Ray immediately pulls Sam from the canvas, and my God, no. The bartender's got that damn whiskey bottle. No, not in the Mike Morrison tournament. Not like this. Oh, Orgy Lambert has appeared at ringside, and he just clubbed the bartender over the back with a slapjack. Orgy has the whiskey bottle, and Ray doesn't see it. Irish whip by Ray is reversed by Sam Nattis into the ropes. No, Ray reverses. Oh, I think Nattis just smashed Ray over the head with a bottle, and down onto the canvas, face first in Ric Flair leg fashion. I don't think Orgy Lambert wanted to do that. Lambert is tackled by WWE security and looking into the ring. Off the top turnbuckle with the beer bomb sent down. One, two, three. This one is over, and Sam Nattis has been defeated by Billy Ray.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest and winner of Bracket 8. the Drunken Bastard, Billy Ray!
From my vantage point, it did not appear like Lambert was trying to hit Mattis. Because let's be honest, Lambert hates Billy Ray with a passion. On the other hand, I'd like to see Orji explain to Sam Natus when he wakes that he's sorry. You know, something tells me that that sorry is just not going to be acceptable in the Evil Ones. While they tempted Sam Natus in the ring, it's time to take a break. But when we return, we're all going to be entertained by the music of CDT Entertainment's very own Quarterback as he sings his chart-busting hit, Gotta Be Mine. We'll see you in a few.